This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. The following is an item from WIA from Australia.
Now for this rewind story, we thank the ARRL, Southgate Amateur Radio News, and the home webpage you'll find in our text editions. Listen now to this snippet of audio from the moon in 1969.
At the foot of the ladder, the last footpads are only
In July of 1969, a Louisvillian by the name of Larry Basinger accomplished an amazing feat. He independently detected signals from the Apollo 11 astronauts on the lunar surface. Fortunately, his accomplishments were recorded and promptly published in the Courier Journal. Larry Basinger was a technician for Louisville's WHAS 840 AM radio. He was also interviewed by the Collins Corporation, who were most impressed that anybody could detect the Apollo signals with home-built equipment. Now, Basinger's wife and daughter watched the Apollo 11 landing on TV while Basinger himself listened via his homebrew equipment. The signal on the home-built gear came through 5-10 seconds earlier than the signal on TV. When asked whether he found anything that NASA had edited out, he said no, absolutely everything was transmitted to the public on TV. In fact, he said, that was kind of disappointing. Part of the idea of this project was to hear the unedited real story. As it turned out, there was nothing edited out. He did not attempt to eavesdrop on any other Apollo missions. After Apollo 11, he moved on to other projects, but his noisy though they be audio recordings live on.
This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.